All right, so you log in, you check your portfolio, and bam, one of your stocks is up like crazy. It's a pretty great feeling.
Who doesn't love seeing green, right?
Exactly. But sometimes you can't help but wonder, is this a fluke or is something big really happening here?
It's the age-old question, isn't it? Trying to separate the flashes in the pan from the real deal.
Right. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. We're going to unpack this idea, this pattern of rapid price increases with high volume, followed by this intriguing period where things sort of calm down a bit, the price stabilizes, and the volume drops. We're pulling our insights today from this article titled, "I Appreciate It When a Stock Climbs Swiftly with Substantial
It's up
Volume."
to you, right?
Totally. And it gets right to the heart of what we're talking about. But the real gold is understanding what's going on beneath the surface, what this pattern might be telling us about the deeper market mechanics.
Exactly. Because what this source really highlights is that it's not just about the surge itself, it's about what happens after that initial wave of excitement.
Yeah.
What are the savvy investors doing? That's what we're going to uncover.
Love it. So let's break this pattern down piece by piece. Part one, the surge. Our stock takes off like a rocket. High volume, prices going through the roof. What's actually happening in those moments?
Well, you gotta imagine, suddenly everyone wants a piece of this stock. Everyone. And I mean, they're not just dipping their toes in the water, they're placing big orders,
Yeah.
right? That creates what we call buying pressure, a huge surge in demand that pushes the price higher and higher.
So it's like a tidal wave of investors all saying, I want in on this.
Yeah. And this is where it gets interesting. The article gives this example of a, I think it was a tech stock that shot up like 10% in one day
Yeah.
on massive volume. And when you see that kind of volume, it often means that big institutional investors, the big players, are getting in on the action.
Oh, you mean like the hedge funds, the pension funds, those guys?
Exactly. Think of them like the whales of Wall Street.
Yeah.
When they move, they make some serious waves.
Right. They're not messing around. So that initial surge, that huge price jump, and the massive volume, that's often a sign that some very, very smart money is making a big bet on this stock.
They're seeing something.
Right. Okay. So that's the fun part. The stock's going crazy. But then things shift, right? It's like the music stops, everybody catches their breath. The stock takes a bit of a breather. That takes us to part two, the consolidation phase.
Right, and this is where a lot of people get thrown. Because on the surface, it looks like the excitement is over, the price level's off, it might bounce around a little, but the volume drops significantly.
So people see that and think, okay, pardon's over, time to cash out.
Right, but that's where they go wrong.
Because this isn't actually a dead end, is it? It's more like, I don't know, the roller coaster pausing at the top of the hill, building suspense before the really big drop.
I like that analogy. See that lull, that dip in volume. It's not indecision, it's often a sign of strength. When the volume drops during consolidation, it means the people who bought in early, especially those institutional investors, they're holding tight.
They're like, we're not selling. In fact, we like this stock so much, we're happy to wait for everyone else to catch on.
Yeah, exactly. They're thinking long term, they're betting on further growth. And this quiet period, it's just them being patient, waiting for that next wave of buyers to come in and push the price even higher. They're playing chess, not checkers.
Okay, so forget chasing hype. The real play is recognizing those who got in early are in it for the long haul, and that's a powerful signal. But let's get practical for our listeners. How can someone actually spot this pattern out in the wild? And more importantly, how can they use it?
Okay, so let's break it down into actionable steps. First things first, you have to be able to spot that initial breakout, that beautiful moment where the price takes off with a surge in volume. I can't stress enough how important that volume piece is.
Right, because a small price increase with low volume, that's not exactly a symphony orchestra of investors, is it? It's more like a solo cricket. We're looking for the whole market making some noise.
Exactly. You want to see those big, bold volume bars on the chart. That's what tells you there's real conviction behind the move. There are all sorts of fancy tools and indicators people use to track volume. But honestly, even just visually comparing the volume on those big up days to the average volume can be really eye-opening.
Got it. So big price jump, we check for big volume, step one. Then we move on to step two, the waiting game. What should we be looking for during consolidation?
This is where a little bit of chart reading comes in handy. Remember those whispers of confidence we talked about? Well, those often show up on the chart as specific patterns. The article specifically calls out flags and pennants.
Ooh, flags and pennants. They sound kind of cool, actually. The secret language of the charts. Tell me more.
Okay, so picture a flagpole. That's your initial price surge. Then the flag itself, that's your consolidation phase. The price is bouncing around within a tight range, catching its breath before the next move up.
Okay, so I should be looking for little flags and pennants waving at me from my chart, signaling a breakout might be coming. That's a visual I can get behind. But we probably don't have time to go full-on chart analysis today, do we?
You're right. We'd need a whole nother deep dive for that.
Yeah.
But look, just knowing that these patterns exist and what they represent is huge. It's a fantastic starting point.
For sure. So we've spotted our big surge. We've patiently watched for those flags and pennants waving at us. What's next? What's that magic signal that tells us it's time to hop on board this potential rocket ship? Like, we're learning the secret handshake of the market. All the cool kids are doing it. But how do we know when it's time to actually, you know, make our move? When do we jump in?
This is where it gets exciting. We're watching for the stock to break out of that consolidation range, but it's got to do it with conviction.
Yeah.
And the real key here, the thing that tells you this is the real deal, is volume. You got to see that volume come back strong.
So it's not enough for the price to just creep above that flagpole. We need to see those volume bars explode. Like, everyone's saying, all right, this thing's really moving. Time to get on board.
Exactly. It's like everyone was holding their breath during consolidation, and now they're all exhaling and pushing that stock higher. That, my friend, is your signal to get in the game.
Okay, I'm ready to go flag hunting now. But before we get too excited, let's talk risk management. Because this isn't foolproof, right? Things change. Stocks are unpredictable.
You're 100% right. No pattern, no matter how reliable, is a guaranteed win. The market keeps you on your toes.
Which is why, you know, our article really stresses the importance of stop-loss orders. Just as a quick refresher, for anyone listening, what are those and how do they help protect us?
Think of a stop-loss order like your safety net. It's an order you place with your broker, and it basically tells them, if this stock drops below a certain price, sell it automatically. It limits your potential losses. So let's say you buy a stock at $50, you're hoping it goes to $60. You could set a stop loss at, say, $48. If the stock starts heading south, hits $48, boom, your broker sells you out.
So you're basically deciding upfront how much you're willing to risk on this trade. Takes the emotion out of it. Which, let's be honest, can be pretty tough when things start getting volatile.
For sure. It's all about sticking to your plan,
yeah,
managing that risk, even when, you know, your gut's telling you something different.
Love it. All right, let's put this all together. Let's do a little thought experiment here. Remember that healthcare stock from the article? Imagine we're watching it play out right here, right now. What are we looking for?
Okay, so you're scrolling through your watch list, and you notice this healthcare stock has been on a tear, up maybe 15% in the past week. You dig a little deeper, and what do you see? The volume during those big jumps was 3 times its average. That's a huge signal. Clearly, something's got investors excited.
Okay, so our healthcare stock is on our radar. It's had its time in the spotlight, but now it's been taking it easy the last couple weeks. Trading in a tight range, volumes down, those whispers of confidence. Now what?
We watch, we wait, and we look for those flags and pennants to form. This is where patience is key. This phase can take some time, but we're looking for confirmation that those early investors, those big institutions, they're still holding tight. Building that base for the next move up.
Patience, patience. Always easier said than done, right? But let's say our patience pays off. The stock starts to wiggle a little, breaks above that consolidation range, and boom, we see that surge in volume. That's our moment, isn't it? Time to jump on board.
You got it. That volume is the market saying, this is it. This stock is going places. And remember, even though we're feeling good, we set that stop loss just below the consolidation range, just in case.
Always got to protect ourselves. Okay, so big picture, we're looking for that rapid price increase with high volume followed by consolidation, low volume, look for those flags and pennants. And finally, the breakout from that consolidation range with another surge in volume. It's like learning to decipher a secret card.
I love that analogy because that's really what it is, right? It's about understanding the language of the market. And remember, it's not just about the charts. It's about the psychology.
Right.
That low volume consolidation, that's telling you the smart money is still in. They believe in the story.
And we want to be there when that next chapter unfolds. To all our listeners out there, next time you see a stock making a big move, don't just chase the hype. Take a breath, look at the volume, see if it lines up with what we've talked about today. You might be surprised what you find.
You never know what you might uncover. That's the fun part.
Absolutely. And on that note, we've reached the end of another deep dive. Until next time, happy investing, everyone.